Welcome to Magic, Michael Patrick King.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here on Magic. I had no idea it was going to be so magical on Magic. You know, the whole movie was magic for me, actually, to sit down and be able to write it, because it's kind of a miracle that it happened. And it's a miracle that very few films get to really achieve. And I think that the magic of making the movie really is that the fans created it by holding on to these girls and keeping them alive in their heads. And suddenly all the money people went, hey, they still like those girls. They're still talking about them. Maybe we should do a movie. So here we are.
Yeah, they certainly do like them. The premiere the other night was amazing.
It was so thrilling. I mean, literally when we stepped out of the car, I came with Sarah Jessica. It was like being hit with electric shock treatment. I mean, I literally went numb, and then the chills, and then the tears, and just the idea that people care so much about Carrie Bradshaw and her friends, Miranda, Samantha, and Charlotte. And it's a wave, you know, because we have four stars. So one comes, and then another comes. It's like this giant, you know, soccer match of style.
Oh, you've worked with the girls through the series into the film.
Yeah.
How did you bring it up to date at the same time, also try and keep an essence of what they were?
Well, that exactly was the problem. The problem with the beginning of conceiving the movie was how to keep it current, but still have it be the same familiar DNA. And all through the series, every year, I changed the formula. I mean, it started out as four single girls looking for love in Manhattan. And in the third year, I broke the mold and married one off to an impotent man. And then Miranda got pregnant and out of wedlock. So I'm not afraid to break the mold, because I think that's the thing that keeps the audience interested, is that it's changing like their lives, maybe changing a little bit quicker than they would actually change, which makes it more sort of like, what happened? Did you see what happened? So when I sat down to write the movie, I knew the big mistake would be to try to go backwards and pick it up exactly where we left off. So I knew the evolution of the movie had to be that the girls are now evolved to Carrie says she's 40 in the movie, because when she was 35, she said she was 35 and alone. And it meant something to women who were 35 and women who were 45. And it even means something to people who are 25. So you get a big range of women relating to this movie, depending on the age. So now she's 40, all the girls have evolved, but they're vibrant, you know what I mean? It's a really fun thing to write for these four actresses, because they're fantastic and they look great and they look their age and they look real. And to make the movie real, I needed real stars.
Any 40-year-old girl I know is saying she's still 35.
Well, that's, you know, maybe that's the big, you know, when we started out the series, everybody was so shocked that women were talking about sex. That was the big taboo of Sex and the City. Maybe the shocking thing seems to be that women are talking about their age now on film. So, you know, we've all gotten used to saying sex, 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 sex. So now when you hear somebody say, I'm 40 or I'm 40 or I'm 49, it's maybe the new frontier.
It's scary.
It is actually part of life. And for me as the writer, it was great because, you know, everybody gets to that moment when suddenly their friends say, I can't see the menu. So it's comic and it's funny. And so I started incorporating that into the movie. It's a fun comic moment.
Hey, listen, it's not just about the women. It's also about the fashion.
Yeah.
And it's had such a huge influence on fashion in the world. I mean, why do you think that was?
Because it's an amazing eclectic mix. Like the series, the message of the series is make your own rules. Don't believe society's version of you. Don't be just one thing. Be everything you want to be. And Carrie Bradshaw manifested that through clothing. And it became first the moment of her saying, I'm wearing a little of everything. And then it became time for women to dress up. When my sister who lives in a small town in Pennsylvania in the United States of America is having a party when the movie opens there. And she's inviting all the women she works with. And the woman who is a receptionist is 75. And when she invited her to the party, the woman said, we dress sexy, right? And I think that what's great about the fashion and the word sex combined is it gives women permission to be as vibrant on the outside as they are on the inside. And then my job as the writer to write the inside, because it's really not about the clothes. It's about the women feeling, seeing, living in the clothes, because no one's sitting in front of their closet and paying $10 to see their clothes act. It's the girls in the clothes. It's the story.
That's very true. I've asked the girls this, and none of them actually seem to know the answer for it. Why did you choose London?
Oh, it was sold internationally first. The great thrill of the series is it became a global hit, and where it sold first was internationally. And so the European opening came first. We're going back to New York for a big old great time, though. We're going to have a big homecoming at the end of the month.
Hopefully I'll get to be there as well.
That'll be nice.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I wish you the best with the film, and thank you.
Thank you.